We are reading from 10th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 11th and 12th. Namadheyani kurvanti sthanani cha nara bhuvi durgeti bhadrakaliti vijaya vaishnavaiti cha kumuda chandika krishna madhavi kanya keti cha maya narayanishani sharaditi ambiketi cha namadheyani kurvanti sthanani cha narabhuvi durgeti bhadrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Maya Narayani Ishani Sharaditi Ambiketi cha Namadheyani Kurvanti Sthanani cha narabhuvi Durgeti bhadrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kumuda chandika krishna Madhavi kanyaketi cha Maya narayani ishani Sharadeti ambaketi cha Namadeyani kurvanti Sthanani cha narabhuvi Durgeti bhadrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kumuda chandika krishna Madhavi kanyaketi cha Maya narayani ishani Sharadeti Ambiketi cha. Please stand. Kumbhuta Chandika Krishna. Sharadeti Ambiketi cha Namadeyani kurvanti Bhadrakaliti Vijaya Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Sharadeti Ambiketi cha Matajis Chanaravi Durgeti Bhadrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Maya Narayani Ishani Jarati Ambiketi cha What word meaning? Please repeat after me. Namadheyani Different names. Kurvanti will give sthanani in different places. cha also. Naraha, persons interested in material enjoyment. Bhuvi, on the surface of the globe. Durga iti, the name Durga. Bhadrakali iti, the name Bhadrakali. Vijaya, the name Vijaya. Vaishnaviti, the name Vaishri. Cha, also. Kumuda, the name Kumuda. Chandika, the name Chandika. Krishna, the name Krishna. Madhavi, the name Madhavi. Kanyaka iti, the name Kanyaka or Kanyakumari. Ja, also. Maya, the name Maya. Narayani, the name Narayani. Ishani, the name Ishani. Sharada, the name Sharada. Iti, thus. Ambika, the name Ambika. Iti, also. Cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki India. Translation. Lord Krishna blessed Maya Devi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names, such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. Perfect. Because Krishna and his energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas. And sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas or pure Bhaktas, because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. A Vaishnava prays to the energy of the Lord for the opportunity to serve the Lord along with his spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship deities such as Radha Krishna, Sita, Lakshmi Narayan, and Rukmini Dwarkadish, whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under different names. The names by which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed by Acharya as follows. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Avanti, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Odisha, she is known as Vijaya. And in Kolhapur, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representatives of Mahalakshmi and Ambika are present in Bombay. In the country known as Kamrupa, she is known as Chandika. In northern India, as Sharada. And in Cape Comorin as Kanyaka. Thus, she is distributed according to various names in various places. Srila Vijaya Dwaja Tirthapad in his Padaratnavali Tika has explained the meanings of the different representations. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty, as Bhadra because she is auspicious, and as Kali because she is deep blue. Because she is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. Because she is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. And because she enjoys in this material world and gives facilities for material enjoyment, she is known as Kumuda. Because she is very severe to her enemies, the Asuras, she is known as Chandika. And because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. In this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on the surface of the globe. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gramayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam सावितं सावितं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी व्रजभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So here we are seeing in these texts 11th and 12th, in the second chapter, which is prayers by the demigods, we have seen till now that Lord Krishna has instructed previous verses, Mayadevi to transfer Sankarsana into the womb of Rohini from Mother Yashoda's womb, Mother Devaki's womb. And now we see that here Lord Krishna, who has called Mayadevi in front of him, is now blessing her by saying that you may also appear along with me, and you are going to be known by such and different names. He's giving blessings to Durga Devi, and we'll see ahead how he's also giving her the blessings that all her devotees, their desires will be satisfied. That potency is also given by Krishna. As Lord Krishna says in Gita, Aham Adir Hi Devanam, he is the source of the demigods. Here we see that the power or Shakti that is given to Durga Devi to give blessings to her devotees also comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. The worshippers of Durga Devi are known as Shaktas. So there are holy places known as Shakti Pithas. Shakti Pithas. Where Goddess Durga Devi is worshipped. They say there are around 51 Shakti Pithas all over the Indian subcontinent. There are some not only in India, but they are also in Nepal and Bhutan and Pakistan and even Sri Lanka, all these places. Shri Shri Radha Rasbi Adi Bhagwan Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Ki, Shri Shri Kornithaya Ki. These are the places where Parvati Devi, in her form as Uma, this particular incident is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like when she goes to her father Daksha, who, not being very happy with her marriage with Lord Shiva, which had taken place in the recent past, he does not invite to the yagya Shiva and Parvati, whereas she goes without invitation, considering that this is a family event. So when she reaches there, she is very disappointed because she is insulted. The husband, Lord Shiva, is insulted, and then she immolates herself. Immolates herself. That means by her Shakti, she puts herself on fire. And in this way, she leaves the body. And then Lord Shiva comes there in great anger. And then he causes a lot of destruction, cuts off Daksha's head, and then still he is not pacified, and then he takes Uma's body, and then he's traveling, and then all the places where Uma, different body parts fall, they become the Shaktas. For example, there is Ambaji in Gujarat, which is very famous. So that's the place where her heart fell. So of course, again, this is not an ordinary personality. She is Durga Devi herself, who is the sister of Lord Krishna, and who is Lord Shakti. He is external energy, known by the name as, she is known, external energy known by, known as Maya Devi, internal energy is Yoga Maya. We worship Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, so Subhadra Devi, internal energy, and the same internal energy, or Subhadra Devi, she becomes Maya Devi in this material world, Durga Devi in this material world. Srila Prabhupada explains how this material energy is cheating everyone. Is cheating. Because those who go to her for benedictions, even if she fulfills their desires, ultimately they become more entangled. And thus in this way, they get cheated. This word Maya is known as, is the meaning of this word Maya is that which is not. So it seems something, but it is not that. It means it is, this is Maya. This word Durga also means fort. Because this material world, as Srila Prabhupada explains to us, is like a prison house. And Durga Devi is the superintendent of this material world. Shrishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chaye vayasya bhuvanani bibarti durga ichhan rupam apiyasya chacheshtatesa govindamati purusham dhamam bhajami. So we see that all these activities of Shrishti sthiti pralaya are carried out under her jurisdiction. And she is Chayeva, she is the shadow of Lord Krishna. She places all the living entities based on their desires. So in this way, this entire material creation is being run under the supervision of Durga Devi. The relationship between Krishna and Maya Devi is that she becomes Yog Maya for the devotees, whereas she is Maha Maya for the materialists. It is just like electricity, which can be used in a heater as well as a cooler. The same electricity gets transformed when it runs into a heater, giving out heat. And when it goes through a cooler, it cools. Likewise, the same energy of Krishna, she becomes Yogamaya or she becomes Mahaya, depending upon whether she is catering to the devotees or to the non-devotees. So there are two energies of Maya Devi. One is Prakshepatmika Shakti and the second one is Avaranatmika potency. So this Prakshepatmika is the throwing potency or the throwing potency by which we come into this material world after wanting to enjoy, after wanting to become like Krishna. And the second one, Avaranatmika Shakti, is the covering potency. This covering potency makes all the living entities feel as if everything is fine. All is well. Everyone feels like that. So this is that Maya's energy known as Avaranatmika Shakti. In this way, Maya Devi makes all the living entities, she bewilders and makes them want to stay in this material world. Actually, it is Maya Devi's service because she is a pure devotee of the Lord. And thus it is her service to make the living entities stay back here by making them think that their identity is material instead of spiritual. That's what she does. She makes us think that we are this body. So that energy or potency is Maya Devi's potency. So the living entity originally has pure Krishna consciousness. But what Maya Devi does is, she makes the living entity identify with some material desires or some material identity and thus makes the living entity forget about the original constitutional position. So when we start identifying with our body, this is all because of Maya Devi's potency. We start identifying, I am so and so person, I am born in this caste, I am born in this city, this is how I look, this is how I speak. We put different tags and associate ourselves with different kinds of bodily identifications, and thus we have different desires also based on the same. This is all done by Maya Devi. Srila Prabhupada explains about this Avaranatmika Shakti, that this Maya Devi's Avaranatmika potency makes us think that I am comfortable in my current situation. Everything is fine in material life. Why I should change it? Why I should change? So this spell of Maya is known as Avaranatmika Shakti because the living entity is satisfied in any abominable condition. And Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam 4th canto, he mentions that even if the soul is born, it takes the body of a worm in a stool, also the soul is satisfied. Person is satisfied being there. Just like we know the example of Indra, when he becomes a pig, when he became a hog, he did not want to give up that body because he was happy in stool. Even when Lord Brahma came and reasoned, he did not want to leave that body. So this is Maya's covering potency. So in this way, we see that how all of us are covered. We see that, you know, the moment we all living entities for that matter. So the moment we step out, we see that so many living entities, everyone feels as if everything that's going on is fine in my life and there is no need of any change. Why Krishna consciousness? Why there is any need? So, you know, when we meet people, the reason why they resist us is because of this potency of Maya Devi known as our Atmika Shakti. Also, the reason why as practicing sadhakas, we also resist the taking up of Krishna consciousness is because of this potency of Maya, which is Avarnatmika Shakti. Why so much? What is the need? A person starts thinking in this fashion. Because Maya Devi covers. She makes us her package. She offers the living entity a false identity package deal. False identity package deal. So according to this deal, you identify yourself being of a certain caste or a particular background or particular city or being from a particular area. It's like we see that there's always fights based on these things. You know. Person identifies themselves as being from a particular region. They'll say Jai Maharashtra. They'll say like this is all basically bodily identification. And then in this way, Maya Devi, when one accepts this package, one accepts this deal, then the person feels as if this is the most natural and normal thing to do. Most natural thing to do. So in this way, she bewilders us and we don't even understand. So Prabhupada gives an example. Harishwari Prabhu mentions in his diary, Transcendental Diary, he mentions this past time. So once there were sparrows who had come, where Srila Prabhupada was staying, there was a tree right next. And sparrows had come and they had made a hole inside the tree. And they were coming staying inside because that was creating some disturbance. So then what Harishwari Prabhu, who was Srila Prabhupada's servant at that time, he went and stuffed that particular hole with some paper. So then after a while, the sparrows came again and removed the paper. And they again went inside to make their nest. So now, so what happens is, again after a while, Harishwari Prabhu comes, removes the sparrows and stuffs in the paper so tightly that there was no way in which the sparrows could remove. After a while, the sparrows again come. And now they are struggling, trying to remove the paper. But after a while, they realize it's not possible. And then they fly off. So Srila Prabhupada, he correlates this. That just see how the living entities are trying so hard to make their arrangements. But although these birds, they have eyes, but they cannot see that some individual, some person here is playing with them. He's playing with them, he's watching them and dictating. Because that is a superior energy, a superior power. The birds aren't able to see that you are standing right there and doing all of this. In the same way, even the living entities do not realize that it is Maya Devi who is watching them, supervising them, and she's playing around, and they are not able to understand, they're struggling so hard, trying to make comfortable and nice arrangements, but they are actually being victimized by the material energy. Durga Devi, she has trident. She has a trident. She carries a trishul. So all three spokes of the trishul, they represent adhidaivik, adhyatmik, and adhibhautik kleshas. These are different miseries that the living entity has to undergo, because we have desired that. Because we wanted to go away from Krishna. So because we wanted to, we turn our face away from Krishna immediately, it is Maya who attacks immediately. So still we are discussing about the Shaktis. So this is Avarnatmika Shakti, makes us forget. And the second is Prakshepatmika Shakti, in which she convinces the individual, she convinces the spirit soul to remain entangled in material life by convincing them that spiritual life is meant for fools. This is how she acts. So you'll see that people also give these different arguments that spiritual life is meant for fanatic people. It is extremism of one sort. You are leaving everything prematurely. These are again different arguments that people give. Some people conclude that spiritual life is for emotionally deprived people, those who are extremist or very less intelligent. Again, these are all victims of Maya's prakshepatmika shakti. And thus they conclude spiritual life is not for me. So these are the ways in which Prabhupada is explaining to us that based on the depth of our conditioning, Maya Devi, through her, these two energies, avarnatmika shakti and prakshepatmika shakti, makes us convinced that we should not take up Krishna consciousness. Once a disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked him, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I fall in Maya. I'm not able to make Krishna conscious all the time. What should I do? So Srila Prabhupada said, it is not that sometimes you fall into Maya. You are always in Maya. Sometimes you fall in Krishna. So that's our situation. As practicing, as we see, it's hard to realize, but how much time we are in Maya. Just like, so Prabhupada explains this, that if you give Maya an inch, she will take a mile. So, example is given that a spark that is neglected, it can burn the entire house. And if you allow Maya to enter, she knows how to take over everything. And Prabhupada gives example of a crowded train. It's like you're sitting in the local train, and there you see that sometimes a skinny little man, you're sitting on one side of the seat, and one skinny man comes and sits in between us, and you feel that he's so thin, let him sit, make some arrangement. And then after that, three of his children also come, one by one. And then the arrangement is, they also sit. And finally his fat wife comes. So you have to get up, there's no option now. So Prabhupada gives the example, saying that how you allow Maya to come a little bit, she takes over everything. So once disciples, they saw Prabhupada was playing very intensely. They asked Prabhupada, what are you praying for? So Srila Prabhupada said that I am praying to the Lord to protect me from Maya. So of course it is an example for us. That is how our mood should be. That always being very careful and wary of not falling into Maya's trap. One day Narad Muni asks the Lord that I would like to see your, you explain to me the power of Maya. I want to experience what is the power of Maya. What is the secret of this magic of Maya? So the Lord warns him, cautions him, are you sure? So he says, yes, I want to see the power. So Lord says, okay, first it's very hot, you get me a glass of water. So then Narad Muni goes to the fields and he's seeing one cottage, and there it's so hot he feels that he asks for two glasses of water, one for the Lord, one for himself. So there he see, when he knocks the door, a very beautiful lady opens the door. And he's so smitten by her beauty that he ends up getting married, having children, and then entire family life expanding, becomes a big personality in the village, having such a big family, and he becomes, he and his wife become grandparents. Then there is a big flood that comes. Although when he's with the family, he's feeling that becoming grandparents is the best thing. And then there is a big flood that comes. And the flood finishes off this village. And it washes out everything, including the house, all the property that they had, all the fields they had, including the family members, including the wife and children. And seeing that he's able to do anything, Narad Muni now, who is entangled, he's chanting Krishna, Krishna. And then suddenly everything else vanishes and he's able to see the Supreme Lord. And the Lord asks him, where is my glass of water? So in this way, he gives a small glimpse of what is Maya. So Prabhupada explains us that just shloka is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Surya Saman Maya Hoy Andhakar Jahar Krishna Tahar Nahi Mayra Adhikar. So just like the Lord is like the sun, and there is darkness.
So what is darkness? That is absence of sunlight. So the living entity always has a choice to remain in the light. But when we turn away from the sun, just like if you turn away from the sun and stand in the opposite direction, you'll see your own shadow. In the same way, when we turn away from the Supreme Lord, immediately there is Maya. Immediately. Srila Prabhupada instructs us that Krishna should always be in front of us and Maya will disappear automatically without any separate attention. So the solution is to become Krishna conscious 24/7. Just like the Lord says, Devi hi esha gunamai mama maya duratya mam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So he talks about surrendering into daivi prati. So Srila Prabhupada, in one letter he says, do not let even 1 minute go by without doing some sort of service for Krishna. Because as soon as there is a little gap of Krishna consciousness, immediately Maya makes an attack to grab us again. So we see that for practicing sadhakas, every minute we should try and see that we are in some Krishna conscious activity or some Krishna conscious service. One may ask this question that how is it that Maya is so severe? But just like a small child who does not study, so the father keeps a tuition teacher for the child. And then the child is irritated by the tuition teacher giving so much of homework and making him study that the child threatens the tuition teacher, I'll complain to my father what you are doing. And the tuition teacher tells, chup chap baithkar, you do your study because your father has only employed me. So the child has no option. And it's because of the loving nature of the father who is so concerned for the child that he keeps a tuition teacher. In the same way, the Supreme Lord, his concern for the living entities, keeps Mayadevi, who is like the tuition teacher. Srila Prabhupada here in the Purport, he says that devotees are Shuddha Shaktas. That is, they are pure worshippers of Durga Devi. How is it so? Because what do the pure devotees ask from Durga Devi? They do not have any desire for material enjoyment. They ask for Krishna. An example is the gopis. They perform Katyayani Vrat because to goddess Katyayani, they ask for Krishna as their husband. Likewise, even in Dwarka Leela, we see that the devotees at Dwarka, they worshipped Goddess Durga because Krishna had disappeared. He had gone to fetch the Shamantak, to clear his name during the Shamantak jewel pastime. So because he didn't come for a long time, the devotees at Dwarka, they were praying to Durga Devi. And when the puja ended, it was then that Lord Krishna came back, he returned. So in this way, we see that those who are devotees, our mood of worship or our attitude towards Durga Devi is certainly one of respect, as Srila Prabhupada has taught us, to respect all the demigods. But it is about asking pure devotional service from the Lord. It is about asking pure devotional service from Durga Devi also. This same Durga Devi becomes Yogamaya, this Mahamaya becomes Yogamaya for the devotees who want to enter into Lord Krishna's pastimes. Just like Mother Yashoda, she gets covered. She gets covered by Yogamaya, who makes her think that Krishna is her child. Just like in the pastime where Lord Krishna chose the entire universe and entire creation within his mouth to Mother Yashoda, she starts thinking that I am thinking that I am the mother of the Lord, but I am not the mother. This is the Supreme Lord. So Mother Yashoda, her Aishwarya Jnana is covered by Yogamaya. So Yogamaya here plays a role just to increase the sweetness and intimacy of Lord Krishna's pastimes, makes the devotees forget about Lord Krishna's Aishwarya. So her role in devotees' lives is completely the opposite. So in practicing sadhakas' lives like us, we have, as Srila Prabhupada has trained us, we have to be careful of Mayadevi. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says that it is like a war against Maya. He says that all the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, they are Mahabha. They cannot be defeated. They will push on the fight with Maya. He says, we are on a war with Maya. At one place he said that Lord Chaitanya's movement is fighting. It's fighting in a different way. Nityanand Prabhu is a soldier. He was sent to deliver Jagai Madai. That is also fighting. And they cannot be defeated. They will push on. Devotees of Krishna will push on the fight with Maya. What is this Maya? What is this illusion? The living entities are all thinking that we will be happy by material comforts. So this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is the declaration of war with Maya. And declaration of war, but in a different way. And what is the way? By the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more we perform Sankirtan, it is like an attack. Especially now in the month of marathon, we have such a nice opportunity to again reinstate our position as Srila Prabhupada's soldiers in his transcendental army by going and distributing books. One place Srila Prabhupada says, there is no doubt that distributing books is our most important activity. His assembly is not a place for eating and sleeping, but it is a base from which we send our soldiers to fight against Maya. Fight with Maya means to drop thousands and millions of books into the laps of the conditioned souls. During wartime, the bombs are raining from the sky like anything. During wartime. In the same way, this is what we are supposed to do. Thousands and millions of books we are supposed to put in the laps of the conditioned souls. That's how we are supposed to fight. In one place, the Prabhupada also says, don't worry whether you are successful or whether you fail. That depends on the Lord. We should try our best. That's all. So, the marathon is a time wherein we have an opportunity to practice this principle. And thus, by engaging ourselves in the missionary activities of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement, namely Nama Sankirtan and distributing books, in this way we can overcome the forces of Maya by constantly thinking about how to preach and how to distribute more, how to reach out more. This is how we keep ourselves always in the internal energy of Krishna. And in this way we can be saved. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Prabhu. So Krishna's own energy, like spiritual world, is a superior place of enjoyment. There is a nice, much inferior place of enjoyment. And actually, it's not a place of enjoyment, it's a place of misery. Now, Maya being Krishna's own energy, why is in direct conflict with Krishna, Krishna's energy? Why Maya kind of keeps us in inferior sort of enjoyment, which we think is enjoyment, it's actually misery. Yeah. And why it's preventing us from going to superior place of enjoyment?
The question is why she does the way she does, why she acts the way she does. That's because we wanted it in the first place.
Yeah, but my point is like it's God's energy. And why it's in conflict with the God himself?
It's not in the conflict. It's like we discussed here that the electricity, cooling and heating, both it can do. So it depends on the living entity's free will. If the living entity desires to serve the Lord, then Maya helps in that way. It is yoga maya. But if the living entity wants to compete with the Lord and become the Lord, then it's maya maya who gets active. So it is always dependent upon the free will of the living entity. How the living entity wants to conduct himself. What he desires. So based on the desires, our ichhanurupam api yashrachestatesa. Based on the desires, it is Maya Devi who conducts her. So she is not functioning in any way conflicting the Lord. In fact, she is assisting the Lord by basically placing the living entities based on their desire. That's why living entities are tatastha shakti. We are neither in the superior nor in the inferior. It's like we're standing on the beach, standing on the sand. So when the water comes, If you're standing right in between, you know, there's the sand and then there's the water. And then there is a place in between where sometimes water comes and then it recedes back also. So the living entities, as if we are standing right in between. Sometimes here, sometimes there. We have the choice. So based on our choice, it is Maya Devi who reciprocates. Based on our choice.
Just on that point, sometimes we have great desire to get out of this material world and we are making a lot of efforts. But at times you feel severely attacked, you feel completely helpless. You want, so there's no desire to be in material place, but still feel helpless. And at the time you ask for Krishna's mercy, so that little push will take you away. So even though there's no desire, we are still kind of trapped in the Maya.
So once the devotee had asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, Maya is very strong. So Srila Prabhupada said, your purpose is not strong. So it is not, Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita also second chapter, he said distraction is because of an absence of an ultimate goal. Why we get distracted by Maya? Because our goal is not strong enough. Just like this example, that if you keep your hand right in front and you focus on your hand, you can't see what is behind. You can't see. But if you have a clear goal in mind, even if the hand is in between, you can't see the hand. Likewise, if your goal is so clear that our goal is to be Krishna conscious and our goal is to spread this mission and obtain mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas, if our goal is very clear, then you can't see that the distractions automatically they recede. So this is what Srila Prabhupada meant. Your purpose is not strong. So let's try and make our purpose strong by taking as much association as possible and especially association of Srila Prabhupada's books more and more. This is the way in which, by doing Naam Sankirtan, there was one devotee who was very disturbed at one point, very disturbed, almost wanting to leave the association. So Srila Prabhupada in a letter wrote to him that your first business is to go out every day and perform Naam Sankirtan for 1 hour at least. Then you chant your rounds, then you read, to that point. So how important is the chanting of the holy names, engaging ourselves in Naam Sankirtan? How important it is to go out and distribute the Prabhupada's books. How important it is to also nourish ourselves by reading and absorbing this message. And in this way, with this kind of a diet, we become immunized to the material infections.
Yeah. Is it all a big game of Krishna? Is it all a big drama? Means whatever you explained and whatever, because it seems good and bad, everything is within Krishna. So is it a big drama?
So just like we were explaining, that it is everything depends upon the desire of living entity. So it is not that Krishna has decided everything. Just like when you say drama, it means that it is implied that the Lord is controlling everything, including our actions, including our thoughts. That's not true. The free will of the living entity always exists. And Ichha or desire is the only thing that the living entity performs, as we understand through Bhagavad Gita. The only thing what we can do is desire. So now when we spiritualize our desires, Sri Prabhupada writes in Nectar Vision, he says everyone must think about how to push this Krishna consciousness movement. He writes like that. So the more we spiritualize by keeping ourselves engaged, absorbed, and thinking about how we can increase our missionary activities, it is then that we come in the yogamaya. It is then when yogamaya takes charge. And then you can say that, yes, we are performing, it's a part of Dhamma which the Lord is enacting. Otherwise, we are under Maya Devi and dancing according to her tunes. The photograph, the picture the devotees have painted of the three modes of nature, sattva, tamas, they're puppets, like puppets. That's how we are being, that's how we are being forced to perform actions. So in a way, you're right, it's a drama. But you choose whose drama party you want to be in. You want to be in Krishna's drama party or you want to be in Maya's drama party. You choose that.
Drama with some freedom of dialogues.
Okay, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki, Nitai Gaur Mandeh.